Christine Hunziker, who founded the fashion technology platform, Ka SDLE, to much acclaim, but in the end used it to bilk investors out of $300 million in a complicated fraud scheme, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison on one count of securities fraud. In addition, she has been sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay forfeiture and restitution totaling $283,291,940. The sentence was handed down Thursday by U.S. District Judge J. Paul Oatkin. Hunziker, 49, had pleaded guilty to one count of securities fraud last March. She had faced up to 20 years in prison. Christine Hunziker perpetrated a large-scale fraud at Ka SDLE, falsely promoting her fashion tech startup as a billion-dollar success when it was counterfeit, said Jamie McDonald, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, which brought the case. Using forged documents and fabricated audits, Hunziker stole $300 million from unwitting investors who believed her falsehoods. You may also like. Besides harming investors in private markets, fraud in a startup space stunts growth and dims innovation, he added. Hunziker's sentence marks a major crash from her high-flying days as an entrepreneur who claimed to blend the worlds of fashion and technology to the benefit of both. She promoted the rental platform, Ka SDLE, as a profitable solution to one of the fashion world's major problems: how to maximize inventory and get the most money out of unsold goods, and one that also would serve as a lifeline to small, independent designers through its sister company, P180, by investing in them. However, Ka SDLE had no foundation in fact. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, between 2019 and 2025, Hunziker bilked investors out of their money, even as she was claiming Ka SDLE was growing rapidly and was valued at more than $1.4 billion. To raise capital for Ka SDLE's operations, Hunziker provided investors with falsified income statements, fake audited financial statements, fictitious bank records, and sham corporate documents that grossly overstated Ka SDLE's operating profit, revenue, and available cash, the U.S. Attorney's Office said. She also misrepresented to investors that their funds would be used to purchase discounted shares from existing shareholders who needed liquidity, when in fact she fabricated the existence of those shareholders and used the money as new capital for Ka SDLE while concealing the company's cash needs. As reported, Ka SDLE had raised $521 million from investors by 2023, but had generated losses of $511 million and had a business that had annual sales of only $16 million. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, an audit firm confronted Hunziker in October 2023 about sending a fake audit to an investor, but she claimed that she created it in connection with a lecture she gave at Princeton University, and that sending the audit to the investor had been a one-time error. She repaid that investor while continuing to provide fake accounts to others, and in 2024, falsified the signatures of two board members to make it appear the board had authorized the grant of options to another investor, raising more than $20 million for Ka SDLE. After repeatedly trying to provide fake audit reports, the Ka SDLE board finally took action in December 2024 and removed Hunziker as chairman and barred her from trying to raise more cash. But she already had another scheme up her sleeve, founding P180 to invest in brands even as she tried to continue to raise funds for Ka SDLE. She recruited respected retail executive Brendan Hoffman as co-founder and chief executive officer of P180, who took a 75% stake in the new firm. He was unaware of her ongoing fraudulent activities, even as P180 formed a partnership with the retailer Eliswalker, which launched a rental business with its help, and took stakes in the brands Altuzera and Vince. Hoffman met her while he was heading Vince, which he returned to last year as CEO. Even as federal authorities were closing in on Hunziker, she continued the fraud, the U.S. Attorney's Office said, attempting to sell $19 million of her Ka SDLE shares to another investor, and meeting with an existing investor even after federal agents seized her electronic devices in March 2025. In June 2025, Ka SDLE filed for Chapter 7. P180 had sued Hunsaker and Ka SDLE a month earlier in New York State Court, saying that Ka SDLE had claimed to have more than 500,000 rental subscribers and be processing over 4 million items a month. In reality, there were merely hundreds of subscribers, not hundreds of thousands, the suit said. Ka SDLE was hemorrhaging money. It seems to have spent upwards of $5 for every $1 it brought in revenue. P180 went on in the suit. Nothing about Ka SDLE was true. Ka SDLE is one of the largest frauds in history and will live in infamy alongside the likes of the Ronos, Bernie, Madoff, and Enron.